And the article from Arizona Wildlife Views on its the title, it starts on page 8 of the September-October edition. It's called Foraging for Feasts, and it has a quote here by another one of the authors, John Slattery. Fill in the blank here, Gary. No other food has sustained the human race to such an extent as the blank.
Potato chip.
Acorn.
Okay.
Would you have guessed acorn? I don't know that I would have said acorn.
No, but acorns can be planted to create more trees.
Yeah, it comes from a lot of different types of trees. You know, it doesn't have to come from a tree. So you got oaks and all kinds of mesquite pods. So we've got one of the authors in that article as well, Carolyn Neathammer of Tucson, Arizona, who's written over 10 books, joining us on the line. And as we were going to break, Carolyn, you were talking, we were going through our Indian harvest, and you'd brought us right up to August. So I'll just turn it back over to you and let you take it from there.
First, let me interject, John Slattery's book is wonderful. He has lots of pictures, and he is a real expert, and he is the one who really knows medicinal plants. So
we'll have him back on to talk creosote.
That, I certainly would send them to John Slattery's book. Actually, I have even blurbed it on the back. So
wonderful.
Okay, so now we come up to the fall, and this is a time that you can get some barrel cactus roots. Now, they're so nifty because, number one, they're easy to find. They're just at knee height, and they have no stickers. So you can just pick them with your fingers. We bring them home, cut them in half, and they're full of nutritious little black seeds. And my husband is the bread baker in our family. So we gather them, and he puts them in his bread when he bakes them. Another thing that shows up in the fall are tiny little berries. There's a kind of berry that's very closely related to the goji berry, and they're red. And then there's also hackberries, which these are on shrubs, and they show up in the fall, and they're little tiny orange globes. And the thing is, you've got to get out there and get them before the birds do. That sort of rounds up our gathering year. Then it's pretty much nothing until spring again. And a time Native Americans were either relying on their stored food or sometimes just going hungry.
And that was my next question about storing the food. How, when they're picking all these things in harvest, I mean, how long could they preserve some of these items?
Well, sometimes they got wormy, and that was just part of it. The interesting thing about these barrel cactus fruits, which an ethnologist taught me recently, is that they can stay on the plant for a long time. So that was almost like a pantry or a refrigerator. They would leave those barrel cactus fruits there, staying fresh, while they ate up everything else. And then when, you know, the larder was empty, at least there were some barrel cactus fruits out there.
Now, what's your personal favorite native plant you've eaten?
Well, I think prickly pear fruits are so easy to use. You know, the original thing was prickly pear jelly, which, it's okay. But I think there's vastly more interesting ways to use prickly pear juice. Not to plug, but my prickly pear cookbook has lots and lots of ideas. There are some great recipes to use it as a sauce for meats and fish. And then another one that's so easy to use is mesquite meal. And that has a nice fruity caramel flavor. And it's so easy to put it in pancakes or waffles or breads or cakes because the flavors are so amenable to being included in foods that we eat that are part of our menu rotation already.
Now, we only have about 60 seconds here left up. Can you use that 1 minute to tell us about the next book you're working on?
Yes. About 3 years ago, Tucson was named a UNESCO World City of Gastronomy. And that includes 10,000 years of food history, starting with what we've just been talking about, then the introduction of corn, and it took them 1,500 years to figure out how to grow corn, on up to today, where your latest batch of young Turk chefs are beginning to incorporate some of these wild foods in their menus, and people are very excited about it.
When
so,
will that
10,000 years of food history in southern Arizona.
And when can we expect to see that one?
We're hoping to have it out for the 2020 Tucson Festival of Books. That would be March 2020.
Well, we'll look forward to it there, and we'll have you back on air talking about it when it's available. In the meantime, the book we were talking about today was American Indian Cooking by Carolyn Neathammer. Carolyn, a website real quick for all your publications?
cneathammer.com. cneathammer.com.
Carolyn Neathammer, thank you.